We think of you guys, we pray for you guys while we're in seminary. And we thank God for your prayers and your support. We consider it just a great honor to have both Rock Church and ACC Church support us, the seminary students. We have a long vacation this time because we're not taking a winter class. So it's a joy to spend about 6 weeks of our time here in Texas. Let me pray for us and then I will preach God's word for you. God, we thank you for 2011. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you have given us your word, that it's we can trust it. And through your word, we can know you and we can have a relationship with you through Jesus Christ. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would meet us and that you would change us through your word. That we would be faithful disciples of Jesus. For your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Charles Templeton was born in 1915 in Toronto, Canada. Early in his career, Templeton became a Christian. And then an evangelist. He started a church and even served as its pastor. He started Youth for Christ International, which hired Billy Graham as its first full-time evangelist. Soon afterward, Graham and Templeton began doing evangelistic meetings. However, all was not well. While serving as an evangelist, Templeton began to have doubts about his faith. After a long struggle, Templeton rejected Christianity. He no longer believed. Near the end of his life, Templeton said there was no way to know if God exists or not. How is it possible for someone like Templeton, who started a church and was an evangelist, how is it possible for someone like that to reject Christ? A story so shocking leads us to consider our own faith. Now, how do we know that we are true believers? How do we know that we will not be like those who seemed faithful but later shipwrecked their faith? Can we have assurance that we have eternal life with God? What is assurance?
保证是什么呢?
Assurance means that you know that you are a child of God, that God has saved you from your sins. Assurance does not come from another human being, but from the Holy Spirit, who is God. The Holy Spirit gives assurance to every Christian that he is a child of God. Just as children know who their parents are, Christians know that God is their father.
就好像孩子们, 知道,
These are important issues. A thousand years from now, no one will care what kind of car you drove, what house you owned, or if you were successful in life. The most important date on our calendar is our death and our appointment with our Creator and our Judge. On the day that all of our sins are brought up before God, will you or I be found innocent or guilty? Before that day comes, is it possible to have assurance today that you will spend eternity with God in heaven and not eternity in hell? The book of 1 John speaks loud and clear to these important issues. Near the end of the book, the Apostle John sums up his reason for writing the book of 1 John. Please turn with me to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 to 15.
请大家翻到约翰一书第五章13到第15节。
1 John is near the end of the New Testament.
约翰一书是在新约圣经的后半部。
It's a short but very important book.
这是一本很短的书，但是是很重要的。
Okay. 1 John 5, 13 to 15.
约翰一书第五章13到第15节。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，叫你们知道自己有永生。
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听见，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of Him.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的, 就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
God gives assurance of salvation to His people.
神把救赎的保证给了他的人们。
A Christian doesn't have to wait anxiously between now and Judgment Day to know that they have eternal life.
作为一个基督徒，我们不用很担心的等到那天审判那天才知道，我们有他与他同在的保证。
We can have assurance of our fellowship with God here and now.
我们现在就可以得到与他同在的这个保证。
And that fellowship with God gives us confidence in prayer.
这个与他的同在让我们祷告更有信心。
Look at verses 14 and 15.
再看第14和15节。
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
这里写的，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听见我们。 这就是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
How is assurance of salvation connected to our confidence in prayer?
救赎的保证和祷告的信心是怎么联系在一块的呢？
Initially, it doesn't seem very obvious.
一开始这个好像不是很明确的。
Yet assurance of salvation and confidence in prayer are two sides of the same coin.
但是救赎的保证和祷告的信心竟然是同一枚硬币的正反面一样。
What do I mean when I say two sides of the same coin?
是什么意思呢？一个同样一枚硬币的正反面。
Well, as you know, every coin has two sides.
每一枚硬币都是有两面的。
But the two different sides are part of the same coin.
但是这两不同的面是属于同一枚硬币。
They are connected.
他们是连在一起的。
And the two sides cannot be separated.
这两面是不能被分开的。
In the same way, assurance of salvation is connected to prayer.
就好像救赎的保证和祷告的信心也是连在一起。
Eternal life with God leads us to pray to God.
与神的永生，让我们向神来祷告。
Assurance of our salvation and boldness in prayer are two sides of the same coin.
我们救赎的保证与祷告的信心就像是一枚硬币的正反面一样。
Okay. Our assurance can be found in three different areas.
我们的保证会有三方面。
Our trust in Christ, our submission to Christ, and our love for our brothers in Christ.
第一是我们对基督的信任，我们对基督的降服，还有我们在基督里对弟兄们的爱。
These three areas are from a book called The Tests of Life, written by Robert Law.
这三点是是从一本书叫《生命的检验》。这个作者名叫Robert Law.
First John lays out God's criteria so that we can see if we have eternal life.
约翰一书里列出了说神要求我们自己检验自己是否有永生。
If there is life, there must be evidence of that life.
如果有生命的话，这个生命是一定要有证据的。
A living tree will produce leaves and fruit.
一个活着的树是要有树叶和果实的。
In the same way, if God has given us eternal life, we will see that evidence.
同样的，假如神给了我们永生，我们也会看到这个永生的证据。
The evidence comes from the author of life, Jesus Christ.
这个证据就是从生命的作者而来，那人就是耶稣基督。
And as we'll see in this sermon, that assurance of eternal life moves us to go to God in prayer.
我们会看到对救赎这种保证是让我们会离神更近的。
First, our trust in Christ brings us assurance.
首先，我们对神的信任会给我们带来保证。
We must know and embrace Jesus Christ.
我们必须认识并且接受耶稣基督。
What does this mean?
这什么意思呢？
While we were enemies of God, God sent His Son as the payment for our sins.
当我们还是神的敌人的时候，神送他的独生子来，为我们的罪所付账。
Turn back with me one chapter to 1 John 4:10.
大家请翻回一章，翻到第约翰一书的第四章第十节。
1 John 4:10 says, "This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us." And sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
约翰一书第四章第十节这里讲到，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God except through Him.
耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。若不借着他，没有人能到父那里去。
Let's go back to 1 John 5. 1 John 5:12 gives us assurance of life in the Son.
让我们回到约翰一书第五章，第五章十二节里，这里讲到了神救赎的保证。
1 John 5:12 says, "He who has the Son has life."
约翰一书第五章第十二节这里讲到，人有了神的儿子就有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
The person who has Jesus, the Son of God, has life.
人有了耶稣就是神的儿子，他就有生命。
But the person who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
一个人如果没有神的儿子的话，就没有生命。
Notice the use of the present tense.
大家注意到这英文这里用的是现在式。
It doesn't say he who had the Son in the past.
这里没有讲到谁曾经拥有神的儿子。
It says he who has the Son.
而讲到谁有了神的儿子。
Friends, if you are trusting in Christ in this very moment, be assured of your eternal life with God.
朋友们，如果你现在对耶稣有信心的话，你的永生就有保证了。
Be assured of your relationship and your fellowship with God.
也能保证你与神之间个人的关系。
This is different from knowing facts about God.
这个是对神的知识是不一样的。
For example, you can know facts about Barack Obama.
举个例子，你对奥巴马总统可以有知识。
You can know he is the 44th president of the United States. You can know he was born in Hawaii.
你可能知道他是美国第44任总统，你可能会知道他是在夏威夷出生的。
But if you can't pick up your phone and call his personal cell phone, then you don't know him personally.
但是假如你不能拿起电话去打他手机的话，实际上你是不认识他的。
If you are trusting in Christ, then you are a child of God.
那假如你信任基督的话，你是神的孩子。
God is no longer the judge of your sins, but your heavenly Father.
神将不是你罪的审判者，而是你的天父。
And as children of God, we can pick up our phone and call the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on His personal cell phone and have direct contact with Him.
作为神的孩子，你可以拿起电话就为这位万王之王、万主之主打电话，打他的手机。
Obama's daughters have unique access to President Obama because he is part of their family.
作为奥巴马的女儿，他女儿可以随便给他打电话。
Yet our relationship with God is far more glorious and far more personal.
但是我们与神的关系
Does that mean something to you? Assurance of salvation and our boldness in prayer are two sides of the same coin. Because of what Christ has done, you have 24-hour access to the God of this universe, the God who made everything. He is your Father. The book of Hebrews describes our confidence to enter the holiest part of God's temple by the blood of Jesus. Because Christ is our high priest, we can draw near to God. Brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter the Holy of Holies and draw near to the throne of grace because of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有借着对耶稣信心，我们可以到圣殿最神圣的地方，也能接近恩典的宝座。
It's no trouble for Him to hear from you.
神是没有问题能听，是完全可以听见你的。
In fact, it's your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom.
实际上，他是很愿意把这个他的国给你的。
He wants to hear from you.
他想听到你。
The more you understand yourself as a child of God, the more you will want to run to your Heavenly Father for your needs. Our trust in Christ brings us into God's family and we become God's children. We come to Him as needy children, daily relying upon Him. Is this your attitude towards God? Does your identity as God's child move you to pray to God? Does it move you to draw near to the throne of grace? I'll admit that my prayer life is often weak because I forget my identity as God's child. In my pride and self-sufficiency, I've grown up. Challenges in life often lead me to work harder or plan harder rather than humble myself and go before God in prayer and humility. I often forget that He is near and I need His grace every moment. Listen to this quote by a theologian named Robert Candlish. In everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God.
在任何事都要借着祷告让神知道。Carry
everything, literally everything.
带着任何发生在你身上的任何在你身上发生的事。
Everything that comes upon you or will come upon you.
任何发生的或将要发生的事。
Every choice you have to make.
任何你将要做的决定。
Whatever you have to say or do.
任何你要说的话和你要做的事。
Every care, every duty, every trial, every joy, carry everything to God.
每个你关心的事情，所有的义务，所有的困难，所有的喜乐，你都要带在神面前。
The second evidence of eternal life is our submission to God.
在永生的第二个证据就是我们对神的降服。
If you know and trust Jesus Christ for salvation, then you know something about the horrible nature of our sin.
耶稣和他的救赎的话，你就会了解这个罪是多可怕的。You
understand that the only way your sin could be forgiven was through the death of Jesus on the cross.
你会了解到你最能够被救赎的唯一方法就是通过耶稣。While
He was nailed to the cross, Jesus took on our punishment. All that punishment for our sin was placed upon Him.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他把因为他把对我们罪所有的这种惩罚都加在他身上了。
Picture for a moment our crucified Lord hanging on the cross. The blood being poured out for your sins and my sins. The agony as he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Our sins put him there and cost him his life. And every time we partake of the Lord's table, we are reminded of the blood that was spilled so that we could be children of God. If you understand his sacrifice for our sins, you will have a different attitude towards sin. You will begin to hate sin like God hates sin, and you will begin to love what God loves. You will want to turn your life towards him and submit to him, obeying him. If these things are true for you, then 1 John wants to assure you. But those who rebel against God and continue in sin show that they don't understand the sacrifice of Christ. You don't need to turn there, but listen as I read 1 John 3, 5, and 6.
你不用翻,我来给你读。
But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪。
And in him is no sin.
他并没有罪。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
凡犯罪的。
First John is very clear.
在约翰一书里讲得很明白,
no one who continues to sin has seen God or known God.
凡犯罪的是未曾看见他,
again, you don't need to turn there, but let me read 1 John 2, verse 3. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar.
人若说我认识他,却不遵守他的诫命,便是说谎了,真理也不住在他心里。
And the truth is not in him. John leaves no room for misunderstanding. We have assurance that we know him because we obey his commands.
我们有认识他的保证,因为我们遵守他的命令。
Those who do not obey his commands are liars and hypocrites.
那些不遵守他的诫命的人,要么是在撒谎,要么是假冒为善。
Friends, if you know God, if you know something about Jesus' sacrifice for you, then you know something about obeying Christ and submitting to Christ.
朋友们,如果你知道耶稣,你知道他对我们的付出的话,
We don't do this perfectly, and we will make mistakes. But if you are in Christ, you have the desire to obey him in everything. So how is this submission to Christ expressed in our prayers?
对神的这种降服是怎么在我们的祷告中显现出来的呢?
How does submission to God change the way we pray?
我们对神的这种降服怎么能改变我们的祷告呢?
Our submission to God is expressed in our prayers.
我们对神的降服是通过祷告而发现出来的。
Look with me again to 1 John 5:14.
大家跟我一起再翻到再来看约翰一书第五章第十四节。
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
我们若照他的旨意求什么,他就听我们。这是我们向他所坦荡,
Listen to the words of John Stott. Prayer is not a convenient way for imposing our will upon God or for bending His will to ours.
祷告不是一个像神想做我们想做的事情的一种方法，也不是想让我们是我们想他来改变他的意愿来迎合我们的方法。
But the way we submit our will to His will.
而是我们把自己的意愿降服给他意愿的一种方法。It
is by prayer that we seek God's will, embrace it, and align ourselves with it.
借着祷告，我们来寻求神的意愿，接受他，而且能与他同路。
Every true prayer is a variation on the theme, Your will be done.
每一个祷告都是在这个主题上的，这个主题就是愿你的旨意完成。
All other religions have a completely different view of prayer.
所有别的宗教，他们对祷告的看法都是不一样的。
In other religions, prayer and sacrifices are offered so that the worshipper can convince God to do something for them.
在别的宗教中，人们去祷告，是因为祷告的人想要说服神为他做些什么。
In other religions, people offer prayers and gifts to God so that they will be accepted by God and heard by Him.
在别的宗教中，祷告的人把礼物或者祭司的东西去给神，因为他想被神接受，想被神听见。Yet
as Christians, we know that we have already been completely and perfectly accepted by God because of Christ.
但作为基督徒来说，我们已经知道我们完完全全已经被神接受了，因为耶稣。
It is our joy to bow our knee to God and say, Not my will, but yours be done.
这是我们的一种喜乐。
As children of God, we learn to submit everything to God because He loves us perfectly. He loves us because He gave us His Son.
作为孩子，我们很愿意把一切都降服给他，因为他是我们的，我们是他的孩子。
We learn to trust Him even if we don't understand everything.
我们学会了能够去信任他，虽然我们他说的话并不是说什么我们都懂的。
And we see this in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里，耶稣的生命给我们做了很好的例子。
He modeled this perfectly while praying in the garden before His arrest and crucifixion.
他在哥西玛尼园里祷告的时候，这里很清楚的给我们显现出来。
As He looked to the cross, He was in agony.
当他看到十字架的时候，他其实是很痛苦的。
So he prayed that God would take away the cup of judgment, that God would take away the cross from him.
所以他向神祷告说，神可以把这个审判的杯从他身上拿走。
Christ prayed with confidence because he is God's son and he would be heard by God.
耶稣祷告充满信心，因为他知道他是神的儿子。
He prayed, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me.
他祷告是，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
In the garden, Jesus did not try to bend the Father's will to His own will.
在科西玛尼园里，耶稣并没有想让他的意愿强加于在神身上。Instead,
He learned to bend His will to the Father's will.
而实际上他学会的是。
When Jesus asked for God's will to be done, that's what he received.
当耶稣这里讲到说愿你的旨意意愿成行的话，实际上这就是他得到的。His
will and His plans became the Father's will and the Father's plans.
他的意愿和他的计划变成了神的计划，意愿和计划。
Let's pause for a moment and ask, you know, what is our attitude in prayer?
我们暂停一下，让我们反思一下我们对祷告的态度是什么呢？
Are we like the people in other religions, those who need to persuade God so they can be heard and accepted?
我们是不是像别宗教的人说希望能够说服神来听我们的话呢？
Are we like those who try to force God to do what we want?
我们是不是想要强迫神来做我们想要的事情呢？
Do we come to God thinking, My will be done, or Your will be done.
我们到神面前是想说，你的意愿成行还是我的意愿成行呢？
Trusting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord brings submission to God.
信对耶稣是救赎主的信任，能够让我们对神降服。
Knowing God is our Father should move us to pray with humility and boldness.
对神的了解应该会是让我们祷告中是充满了信心和充满了谦卑的。
Assurance of salvation and our boldness in prayer are two sides of the same coin.
救赎的保证还有祷告的信心就像一枚硬币的正反面一样。
But there is one final area of assurance we need to look at.
但最后还有一点，我们最后保证的还有一方面我们需要看。
If Christ is in you, there will be a love for God's people.
假如基督真在你里面的话，你对基督的人比他人会有一种爱。
The third evidence of eternal life is our love for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
在永生的第三点证据就是我们对基督里他人的爱。
When Christ died, he saved a group of people.
当耶稣死的时候，他救了一群人。
This group of people is called the church.
这一群人就是救到教会。
Since the church is precious to him, to God, it should be precious to us also.
既然教会对神这么重要，对我们也应该这么重要。
The Apostle John makes a clear connection between believing Jesus Christ and loving one another.
使徒约翰这里讲得很清楚，对耶稣的信，还有对别的基督徒的爱，是要有联系的。
Listen as I read 1 John 3, verse 23.
这里讲到约翰一书第三章第23节。
And this is his command.
这是神的命令。
To believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. As he commanded us.
就是叫他们，就是叫我们信他儿子，耶稣基督的名，并照他所赐给我们的命令，彼此相爱。
Loving other Christians is the joyful duty of all Christians.
爱别的基督徒，应该是一种所有基督徒的喜乐，一种很喜乐的一种义务。
Those who fail to love other brothers and sisters show that they fail to love Christ. As you lay down your life for your fellow brothers and sisters, God gives you assurance of your salvation. First John 3:14 says,
约翰一书第三章第十四节里这里讲到,
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers.
我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出生入死了。
The opposite is true.
这相反的是对的。
Those who have no love for the brothers show that God's love is not in them.
当那些对别的弟兄姊妹没有爱的人的话，表现出神的爱不在他们中间。
True love for people should be expressed in prayer.
对神，对别的人的爱是要通过祷告显现出来的。
This is seen in 1 John 5:16.
在这里在约翰一书第五章第十六节里这里讲到。
If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray, and God will give him life.
人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。
Bringing the needs of others to God is an expression of our humility.
把别人的需要带到神面前，是我们自己这种谦卑的表现。
We understand that our wise and loving Father is the one who is most qualified to meet the needs of other people.
我们了解到，我们这位充满智慧、充满爱的天父，他是最有资格能够来帮助别人的需要的。
He might choose to use us to meet those needs, but he is the one who knows best and loves best.
他有可能会用我们去帮助别人，但是他本身是最知道每个人的需要的。
How much do you pray for your brothers and sisters?
你们经常为弟兄姊妹们，别的弟兄姊妹们祷告吗？
Do we carry their burdens on our hearts?
我们是不是把他们的包袱背在我们自己的身上呢？
Christ died to save these people.
基督死了，是为这些，也是为了救赎这些人的。
As God's children, what a privilege we have to pray for one another and bring the burdens of others before God.
作为神的儿女，这是多么美好的一件事情，我们可以为别的人去祷告。 然后把别人的重担带到神面前呢？
Okay. Let's return to the question I raised at the beginning of the sermon.
让我们回到我, 这篇讲到最开始的一个问题。
Can we have assurance of eternal life with God?
我们能不能得到, 神永生的保证呢?
We have seen how 1 John shows us that how we can have assurance.
我们, 约翰一书里给我们, 教给我们, 我们怎么样得到这个保证?
Those who trust Christ have life, and that life produces submission to God and love for one another.
那些信任耶稣的人有生命, 而这个生命让我们, 对神所, 降服, 而且对互相有这种相互的爱。
Christ produces all of this in us.
基督把这些在我们, 他是把这些带到我们生命中的。
And as a result, we have assurance that we are truly God's children, that we are born again.
所以, 因为这样我们才会有我们, 救赎的这个保证, 我们是重生的。
And that assurance gives us boldness in prayer.
这个保证给我们, 祷告中有信心。
The two are really one.
这两点实际上是一点。
In prayer, we experience fellowship with God.
在祷告中我们与神所, 所接近。
In prayer, we experience the joy of submitting our will to God's will.
在祷告中我们能够, 享受到 把我们的意愿降服给神的意愿的这种喜乐。
In prayer, we have the privilege of lifting up the needs of others to God.
在祷告中我们可以把别人的需要, 交在神的手里。
Now, as we run to God in prayer, something amazing begins to happen.
当我们向神跑去, 通过祷告向神跑去的时候, 一些很奇妙的事情发生。
God fills our hearts with awareness of His presence.
神将, 将他存在的这个认可, 充满了我们的心中。
God leans over and gives full attention to the request of His child.
神凑过来, 然后他把他所有的精力都放在他孩子的需要上。
We speak to God face to face.
我们与他面对面的, 交谈。
God reveals His heart to us.
神把他的心打开。
His heart becomes our heart. His burdens become our burdens.
他的,
His will becomes our will. And His plans become our plans. In other words, we have become one with God, as Jesus is one with the Father.
换句话说, 我们与神, 唯一,
that sweet oneness with God assures us that we are His children, that we have eternal life.
这种很美妙的这种合一, 让我们得到这种保, 保证, 就是说我们, 有永生的这种保证。
Brothers and sisters, this is your reality in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是, 你们在基督中的事实。
Don't waste it.
不要把它浪费。
May assurance give you boldness in prayer.
希望这种保证让你的祷告充满了信心。
And may boldness in prayer give you assurance.
希望让你有很有信心的祷告, 让你更有保证。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you that we have full access to you through Jesus Christ.
现在我们谢谢您, 我们可以完全的接, 因为耶稣可以完全的接近你。
We thank you that we can come to you at any time with any burden on our hearts.
谢谢您, 我们, 何时何地我们都可以, 把我们的, 重担带到您的面前。
We pray that, as we pray that we would learn to humble ourselves and submit our will to your will.
希望我们祷告, 我们希望能够让我们, 因着祷告能够, 向您降服,
and we pray that you would grow our love for our brothers and sisters, that you would move us to pray for them and care for them.
希望您能够让我们, 对别的弟兄姊妹的爱, 能够增长, 能够让我们, 能够更加的爱他们。
And as we do these things, I pray that you would continue to remind us that Christ is our Savior and that we have eternal life with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
在耶稣, 基督的名, 我们祷告。 Amen.